Can you please read item 1039?
Yes. Building Economic Justice in Portland, presentation of the city's four financial empowerment blueprint for the city of Portland and Multnomah County.
Colleagues, we know that Portland has a history of disinvestment in our communities of color. From redlining to predatory bank loans to urban renewal to planning and zoning ordinances that made it difficult for families of color to aggregate wealth. This is not a proud part of our history, but it is our history nonetheless. And we must recognize this in order to heal the wounds and move forward together. As our local economy continues to grow, it's important to me that everyone in the community has the opportunity to achieve financial empowerment. From the small business owner to the working family, I believe we can all share in Portland's economic growth and fiscal security with the right framework and the right resources. Almost a year ago today, we were granted this incredible opportunity to engage with financial empowerment stakeholders and to ask them a question. And the question was this: how might we create more opportunity for economic empowerment within systems in our community that help eliminate the racial wealth gap? I'm happy we asked that question, because what we got in response was a thoughtful and comprehensive list of recommendations for breaking down barriers to financial inclusion and reform. I commend the design team's effort in creating the city and county for a more equitable tomorrow. I thank our panelists for being here today, and I'll let you all introduce yourself. I believe we're starting with Talia. You're up first?
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Council members, for your time today. We're very pleased to be here to tell you about, as the Mayor said, this year-long process of thinking about that question. And this was all through a seed grant through a national organization called Cities for Financial Empowerment. So you all have a blueprint in front of you, and we'll make that available to anyone else who wants a blueprint, that's the final product of our team's work together. Our efforts were done in a true public-private partnership and collaboration, but we also are here to tell you that it's just a start to this work, and we really want to find ways to continue this work, and that's our big ask for you today. So with that said, we'll begin our presentation sharing a little bit of background about the grant and our process for doing this planning and creating the blueprint, and then an overview of our recommendations. But before I begin, we'll all introduce ourselves, and I just want to acknowledge that we have a few of our other design team members in the audience. And I'm Talia Concravis. I work with the Credit Builders Alliance, which is a national organization focused on credit building and asset building, but I've been in the financial empowerment field in Portland for the past 10 years.
Makoam. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners. My name is Celia Lenti, and I'm a citizen of the Pueblo of Isleta in New Mexico, and I currently work as an IDA coordinator at the Native American Youth and Family Center.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and members of the council. My name is Carlos Garcia, and I'm the Director of Economic Opportunity at Neighborhood Partnerships. We're a statewide organization that works through policy and program implementation.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't realize that we've lost the quorum, so we have to take a brief break until we have the quorum back.
Sounds good.
I apologize for interrupting.
Maybe we want to change that rule.
I'll just let that hang out.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
I'll
just put it out there. Right. As you know, you drink enough coffee back here, sometimes you just gotta. Not that I'm implying any of my colleagues are there.
Carla, could we take a recess until one of my colleagues returns, please?
Sure.